think sales is a bad word. When you hear the word sales, I wonder what images come to mind. Whatever your relationship is with selling, I'm glad you're here. Let's have a conversation about how to sell like a good human. Hi, welcome to Conversations with Good Humans. I'm your host, Katherine Brown, and I'm author of the book called How Good Humans Sell. You know that question, do you see the glass half full or half empty? Well, it turns out that there's research that this is a real thing. People are biologically wired differently. Some people are more prevention-oriented, and some people are more promotion-oriented. And researchers believe this is largely genetic. This means that the same glass of water, people literally see it differently. It's really important when we think about our personal development, though, that we remember that regardless of how we're wired, people can grow and change in most areas with practice. If you follow me very much online, especially on LinkedIn, you'll see I've been talking quite a bit lately about Ed Mylett, M-Y-L-E-T-T. Now, I don't get any financial benefit for promoting him. I like to share with my followers what's working for me. And if you don't know Ed, let me encourage you to find him and follow his material online. He is a coach and a motivational speaker who talks in a lot of his content about what story you tell yourself. If you are rehearsing the stories from the past, notice that. If you are writing a new story by thinking about what's in the future, that's better. What's interesting is the goals that we set for ourselves are often a reflection of how we see ourselves and what we believe deep down is possible. This is why in the Tuesday Tips, talking about the bear model, we spent so much time on beliefs. Sometimes people set goals that are too low because they actually are not actively practicing thinking about their new identity. And so they're not moving towards something. Every single human being is capable of taking stock of where they are right now, the results they have in their life, analyze this, look at this, dissect it. Then you can decide if you're satisfied or dissatisfied with your current state. You can begin to envision a different future. My calling for this chapter of my life is to help people use selling as a way to get to the other side of what they want, to that identity. Here's an analogy that comes to my mind. Now, this is a little bit nerdy. For those of you that had a Western civilization education with the great books, you know that phrase, great books, you might have read John Bunyan's book, The Pilgrim's Progress. My kids had to read it a couple of different times in grammar school and middle school growing up because they went to a classical Christian school that emphasized old, popular Western civilization classics. And there's an analogy out of The Pilgrim's Progress that I think is apt here. The analogy John Bunyan gives is about the pilgrim in the story, whose name is Christian with a capital C, like that's his proper name. Christian has to cross the river of death to get to paradise. It's what John Bunyan calls the celestial city. And not just that, he's got tons of trials. He goes to different cities, he meets different people along the way. He has all these ups and downs and challenges, but always before him, all the trials, all the things that happen along their way are about the pilgrim's progress. Progress toward what? Progress toward the celestial city. What kept the main character, Christian, moving forward in the story was this beautiful vision of what that future would look like. He wanted to rest and rejoice at the end of his journey in the celestial city. Most of us actually don't know what we want our future to specifically look like. How can we reverse engineer our habits and behaviors to get there when we don't even know what we want? Most of us struggle to know where we're going. In terms of the bear model, right now, we're talking about thinking of it in the reverse. We're looking at the results we want, the ultimate results we want, and then we ask what actions we need to take to achieve what we want. I want to give you an exercise that's worked really well for me in this process. I learned about it from Donald Miller's book, Hero on a Mission. I'm really crazy about the book. This is going to sound a little bit morbid, but I am going to ask you to write your obituary. An obituary is a starting place to reverse engineer your goals, even your sales goals. Now, why is that? Why does that work? Well, because obituaries make you think through your values and your people and your big picture goals about how you want to be remembered. When I went through the obituary writing process as a part of the Hero on the Mission book, I was activated to think about my values and how I want to be remembered. That exercise leads me to question my greater purpose, and it leads me to question my priorities. And this leads me to question what matters. What I've seen from selling for over 2 decades now is that I want to sell more boldly and be more consistent when I remember why I want the revenue. Why do I want the sales? Why do I want commission? Why do I want bonuses? It's to do the big things that tie to my values and purpose. So that can be a starting place for you today. Sketching out your obituary. Now, there are a lot of obits that you can find online. If you'd like to see mine, I'm happy to share it. You can message support@extraboldsales.com and in the subject line say, please send obit. If you say that in the subject line, then my amazing staff will help me watch and will get you a copy of a model of one to follow. I'm happy to share mine with you. We'll continue on this goal setting path with the next Tuesday tip. If you do write your obituary, let me know. Send me a message and let me know what you thought of the process. I'd really love to hear from you. Happy selling!